Hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined by Gus, who will be on the mic soon.
Hello?
One of these.
All right. Hello, testing?
Yeah, you're
hey.
On.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
Doing great.
So today, we're going to be doing all vinyl here on Highly Recommended, and we're going to be starting things off with a really interesting album that Gus brought. Do you want to tell me about it a little bit?
Yeah, of course. So, as you may or may not know, there is an album by a band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard called Polygon Wannaland. And somebody actually made an entire version of the album in the Super Mario 64 sound font. And I messaged them, and they said it's all right that we can play it.
Sweet. So that's what we're going to have next. And the really cool thing about this album, too, is that King Gizzard released it completely open license, so anyone could do whatever they wanted with it, really.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's listen to that. Thank you.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
We'll be right back.
we're back. This is Mellow Max, and I'm joined by...
Gus Boss.
And behind me right now, we're listening to Weather Report with Black Market. Before that was Styx with Lords of the Ring. Before that, Alan Parsons Project with iRobot. And before that, The Beatles with Strawberry Fields Forever. And what do you think? This is your first time in the station. How are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, this is fantastic. There is so much vinyl in this station. I was lucky enough to get the tour through all the rooms in this station. And just literally wall-to-wall filled with vinyls, like thousands. I don't even know how long it took to collect all these. This is just insane.
Well, interesting station lore, actually. A lot of these records were donated after a fire, which burned down the station. And did you know that vinyl burns really well?
Like the disc
itself?
Yeah,
the discs, yeah. They go right up, very flammable. So the WMFO didn't have any vinyl, and they had like a big donation drive. People sent in vinyl. And now WMFO has so much vinyl that they don't take in any new ones because the floor will give way.
Yeah, it's like literally just an absurd amount of vinyl in here. Do we have like a fire extinguisher in case?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sweet.
Yeah. No, Tufts has a bit of a history of things burning down, especially buildings on campus and off campus. The Tufts Lodge, which is a... Lodge up in New Hampshire burned down twice, I believe.
Twice?
They're on Lodge 4 right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's a video of one of them on YouTube. Yeah. we might watch it later.
All right.
I think they added music to it.
Music? Like
yeah.
what kind of music?
There's some track. I don't know. Oh, let's see.
All right.
Tufts Lodge Fire. Also, the Tufts mascot is, 1962. The Tufts mascot is Jumbo the Elephant, and Jumbo the Elephant was once a real elephant.
Oh my gosh,
Jumbo,
there's so much lore.
Jumbo is the only college mascot in Merriam-Webster dictionary, because the word Jumbo came from the elephant Jumbo.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's in the dictionary?
It is.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Jumbo. Jumbo was a stuffed elephant donated by P.T. Barnum. He, after his tragic life in the circus and then tragic death by way of railway, I think he got run over by a train. But then he was stuffed and displayed around on Tufts campus until the building that he was in burned down. And all that remains of Jumbo now is his tail. Because it was a Tufts tradition to tug on Jumbo's tail. And then one day the tail fell off. So the tail was in a different building when the fire happened. So there's a jar of Jumbo's ashes and his tail. And that's all that's left of poor Jumbo.
That is horrifying.
But it is Tufts tradition when there's a new president of the university, the previous president hands over the tail and jar of ashes.
That is, do you think the ghost of Jumbo like hangs around campus?
Probably. That's pretty.
Yeah. Like, do you think he would be like a vengeful spirit, or would
I
he
think
be like
Tufts is? I mean, Jumbo's a great. He's a pal.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tough
yeah.
life, but nice guy. Really embodies the Tufts spirit. Very quirky. I mean, can't have been an easy life, but dude was a carny.
Yeah.
Of course he Jumbo knows how to hang. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Big time.
Easy. That's some of Tufts' brushes with fire.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of good WMFO lore. Another thing that covers all of the station is graffiti.
Yes.
Do you have any additions that you're thinking of?
Oh,
I can
man.
Find you a Sharpie somewhere, I'm sure.
I'm sure I could draw something on the ceiling, you know, just up. And that's the other thing, too, to all the listeners out there. This station is covered in graffiti, just pictures, signs, like notes, just absolutely covering every single wall and the ceiling. It's kind of a lot to take in, because you just look up and there's just like drawings.
What do you think of that face right there?
Oh, that was the
creepy one.
Oh, I didn't even notice that
Me
one.
Me neither.
I don't like it.
I've had a radio show for 7 years, and I don't think I ever processed it before. Maybe it's new. I have no clue. But that's the other nice thing about all the graffiti on the walls. I can just, you know, be here, and sometimes it's verbal diarrhea on the air, but yeah. Like, I can just glance over and be like, oh, there's a topic. So yeah, Abraham Lincoln, how about that?
Right? Yeah, there's Abe Lincoln right over there. Yeah. He's hanging out.
And is that someone in a gimp suit sitting on the roof of this building? This very building?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's just so full of
color,
inspiration and yeah. Color. It's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you to everyone listening. We're going to be having some more... some progressive rock up next.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some progressive rock, maybe some like chill jams, you know, mm-hmm. just for like first half hour, you know,
yeah.
at least.
Yeah. Well, we're already half an hour in.
Really?
Yeah. Where does the time go? I know. It is 20 seconds away from 7:30.
Wow.
And So I'm going to let the rest of this song play out, and then we're going to get over to Yes, and then who knows what's up next?
Yeah, I don't know.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
right. So this is a quick PSA. So babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans.
Come on, you said you weren't going to giggle.
Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the parent-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, please talk to your healthcare provider.
Well done, well done. This is Mellow Max and Gus. Gus Bus or Gus the Bus?
Gus Bus.
Gus Bus. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, making music for everyone out there potentially breastfeeding right now.
Yeah, at this very moment.
We do have an online DJ chat. I don't think our phones are working still, but if you would like to live internet chat us, you can do so at wmfo.org/dj-chat. So that's wmfo.org/dj-chat. It is nearly 8 p.m. and we'll be here for another hour. So, Gus Bus, we have a really interesting track coming up next. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
All right. So this is a another track by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. So I picked this one because there are actually no studio recordings of it. They played this is from a set they played at Levitation in 2014, and I don't think they've played it since, and I don't think they ever will play it again. But it's a banger, so I think we should play it.
Cool, let's do it.
Maybe hit the bloody drum kit. Kick and snare the bloody kit.